Hello, FSA and Discord. You have all asked me to do a Q&A with Jaxie, so I'm going to do one with you. So I took some questions from both pages, and let's get started. Okay. Number one, preferred penis size. Well, my preferred penis size is my daddy's size. Yes, I have a daddy. And yes, his penis is perfect. He's gonna be so mad. He's gonna be like, no, it's not. And then in my head, I'm like, yeah, it is. And it'll be a huge argument. I can see it already. Number two, the biggest cock you've ever taken. That would be my daddy's cock. I didn't give like penis size. So his is 7.5 inches. And that's a good size. I like it. 7's a good number. Your top kinks, and maybe a little bit on why you like them. Well, my top kinks is daddy little girl. One of the reasons I really like it is because I kind of get to go into this space that's a little forbidden. And it's fun. It's naughty. It's a little dangerous sometimes, depending on the subject matter. And one of the reasons I got into it was, again, my daddy. There's going to be a whole lot of my daddy probably in this Q&A. So I'm sorry. Speaking of my daddy, have you ever done anything sexual with your feet? Yes, I have. My daddy likes it when I play with feet stuff. So I've done foot jobs, I've done like that. I don't like my toes being sucked on, if that's weird or not weird to you. But it's just weird and it tickles. And like, I used to have this anti-foot fetish where it's like, no feet, never, no feet. But I kind of got over that. I like stockings and feet because it feels really nice. Number six, have you ever had group sex? If so, what kind? I've had a threesome. Does that count as a group? I've never had an orgy, never had any of that. I'm kind of more on one-on-one. Number seven. What are my absolute limits? Well, no scat whatsoever. Nope. No poop stuff. Sorry. Just can't do the poop stuff. I used to say butt play, but I'm trying to get into that a little more. But no poop. No. Like, I can deal with a little piss play, like, especially in scripts, but, like, maybe in real life, probably not. What concept kink scenarios you want to record that you haven't yet? So something that I haven't really done yet is, like, fantasy. I don't know. It seems really, like, TV show, movie plot, porn, like, I don't know. So maybe I'd like to try it, but I haven't found anything that like revs my engine yet. So if you guys have anything that maybe you think I might like, I will try, possibly. 9. How much can you deep throat without gagging? That's a good question. I used to not have a gag reflex, but now I do. So it really depends how thick the cock is. My daddy has a really thick cock. So I gag halfway down, but he forces it down because I'm a bad girl. Just a bad girl and needs to take daddy's cock. Okay. Number 10. What is the shortest skirt you'd ever wear in public without panties? Probably to my thighs. If I was to do it, to my thighs, midway, halfway down my thighs. Anything lower, I'm just really just showing off ass at that point. And I'm not fully confident enough to pull that off. Maybe at home, I won't wear panties with a skirt, but you know. Number 11. How many empty seats would you have to be between you and a stranger in a movie theater before you're willing to masturbate there? And what if the stranger is attractive to you? Okay, so Depends on the movie, for one, because if it's a scary movie, I'm not gonna masturbate to scary movie. Is it a hot romantic comedy? Is there a sex scene? Like, are we talking like 50 Shades of Grey up in here? Because if we're talking like 50 Shades of Grey and I wanted to masturbate, I would have to be at the like the top row with at least people, like no one in that I'm really shy when it comes to like public stuff. Like, what if I was masturbating my daddy? I would do that. If my daddy was there and he made me do it, then yes, I would totally do it. Again, see, guys, I have this daddy obsession, especially with my daddy. So, what if a stranger is attractive to you? Like in the movie theater? I don't know. Am I attractive to the stranger? Because that's a two-way street. Fair question. Number 12. Do you have a bucket list? If so, what are some items on it? Yes, I do have a bucket list. I want to go to Ireland. I want to go to Thailand. Reason why I want to go to Thailand is so I can go visit an elephant sanctuary. I love elephants, guys. Please don't ever ruin elephants for me. I will cry. I know I'm just asking for it, but I will cry if you ruin elephants for me. I love elephants, especially baby elephants. They're so cute. Oh my God. They're like, did you know? Fun fact about elephants is that elephants look at us like we look at babies. So they think we're cute. And that gets me all excited because when I look at an elephant, I think it's cute. And when an elephant looks at me, it thinks I'm cute. And I just get so cute. Oh, oh sorry. I got too excited about baby elephants. So, one of my bucket list items is to go play with baby elephants. That is my dream. Okay. Number 13. What is your favorite foods, meals, movies, and TV shows? Favorite foods? Let's see. I really, really love tamales lately. Yeah. Especially Winco tamales. I don't understand it. If you don't know what Winco is, I'm sorry, but it's like the best store ever. It's the best grocery store ever. My favorite meals, a good steak and mashed potatoes and broccoli with cheese. Yes. Movies. The Little Mermaid, which, by the way, The Little Mermaid Live is tonight, and I'm so excited to see it. Oh my goodness, I can't wait. I love The Little Mermaid. I've loved The Little Mermaid since I was like 5. I saw The Little Mermaid when I was like 5 on ice and was the coolest experience ever. And TV shows. Right now, one of my favorite TV shows is The Kids Say the Darndest Thing. It's so funny and cute. I like getting kids say the most ridiculous things. Oh, it's adorable. And two, How I Met Your Mother, because I'm that guy. All right. Number 14, the best sex you've ever had. The best sex I've ever had is with my daddy, and it's every time we have sex. It's always, maybe it could be boring, I don't know, but it's still the best I've ever had. Like, do you want a specific scenario? This was a long time ago, before my daddy was my daddy, but like I didn't know it yet, kind of thing. But we had sex like all day and I came so many times. Yeah, that was a good day. That was back when we were like young. Not that I'm not young now, but like younger, like a baby. I was a baby. Yeah. And what is the youngest age you've RP'd as? The youngest age I've RP'd as is 6 years old. I do like age play because again, it's naughty, it's dirty, it's forbidden. You know, and yeah, those are all the questions. So I hope you enjoy this little Q&A we've had. I hope it was fun. You got to know me a little bit better. You get to hear me ramble. I do ramble quite a bit, guys. But if you have more questions, I'd love to do another Q&A. All right, guys, this has been Jaxie, and I hope you have a wonderful night. Good night. Mwah!